The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the Sharks Instant Replay of the final road game of the schedule. Final score tonight in Vancouver. The Canucks get a 2-1 overtime win in front of a crowd of 18,908 at Rogers Arena. And here is how the game happened. In the first period, the Vancouver Canucks were absolutely dominant, especially because rookie Luca Cagnoni, just on recall from the AHL San Jose Barracuda, took a double minor penalty for high sticking at 9:18, putting the Canucks on an extended power play. That, along with another penalty, gave the Canucks an opportunity to get 8 shots on net during the special team situation. And that obviously is not something that the San Jose Sharks were happy about. But they were happy about the goaltending of Alexander Georgiev, who made several great first period saves to keep the score 0-0. The Canucks will take things over. Moving it out to center ice, Hughes across the line. Spun it back on a drop pass, fed across the rink. Sherwood near side, Hronek back for Hughes. Hughes on the right wing circle, right to the middle. Hoglander turns it to save. Another pad stop on the rebound with a backhand attempt for Vancouver. That was Linus Karlsson at the doorstep, and two big saves by Alexander Georgiev keeps the score 0-0. Wow, some great stops there by Alexander Georgiev, and it wasn't just in the first period. He did it through the entire contest. In period number two, the Sharks would get the man advantage when Victor Mancini took his second of three penalties he took in the game at 3:19 for interference, and the resulting power play gave Vancouver area native Macklin Celebrini a chance to wow the home fans. One pass too many in the offensive zone before that for Celebrini and Toffoli. Here's Tider with it on the right circle. Scored his 30th goal of the season last night. A little drop, Celebrini shoots, score! In his hometown, Macklin Celebrini wings it off the post and puts the Sharks in front 1-0 with a power play goal at 4:20 of this second period. Great goal by Celebrini, his 25th goal of the season, tying Pat Falloon for second place all time on the Sharks' rookie goal scoring list. Logan Couture still holds that record with 31. Tyler Toffoli and Luca Cagnoni each got assists, so that was really a kind of a local lower mainland flavor. Celebrini, of course, born and raised in the Vancouver area. Luca Cagnoni is from nearby Burnaby, which is essentially in Vancouver, and Tyler Toffoli played a few games here as a member of the Canucks. So, at 4:20 of the second period, that goal that Celebrini scored made it 1-0 Sharks, a power play tally, and certainly that gave San Jose a lot of reasons to be happy. However, as this game certainly progressed, Vancouver would come back in the third period of action, and goaltender Nikita Toropilo, in his very first National Hockey League game, with the score 1-0, stopped a chance that could have given the Sharks some insurance. Sharks move it out. 1-0, they lead it. Here's Smith to Celebrini across the line. Slips by a check, walks in, shoots. Great glove save by Toropilo. That might be his best save of the night, as Celebrini looked for a little insurance, but Toropilo told him the premium had a higher price. It certainly did. Good chance for Celebrini, but a great save by Nikita Toropilo in his very first National Hockey League game and start, and the score was still 1-0 San Jose. What did the Canucks gain from that stop? Well, they gained energy, they gained inspiration, and they would gain a goal on a play in front set up by the Grinders on Rick Tocchet's team at the 9:03 mark that would tie the game at 1. He's watched by Smith. Pettersson shows he's a pretty good skater. Knocked it to center ice. Here's a pass on the right, little give and go. It gets a lift. They score! Well, a little give and go for Vancouver, and Linus Karlsson, who got that pass at center ice from Elias Pettersson, put it to the middle of the ice. O'Connor fed it to the left to Bluger. He put it off of Georgiev, and just a little rebound there, and Linus Karlsson, originally drafted by the Sharks, puts one in and ties it 1-1. Great goal by Linus Karlsson. He was originally drafted by the Sharks in 2018 in round number 3. He was traded to the Vancouver Canucks in 2019 in exchange for Jonathan Dahlin. Dahlin lasted a little bit with the Sharks, but eventually went back to Sweden. But Linus Karlsson continued to toil in the AHL and finally has earned his way to the big club. At 9:03, he scores a big goal, his third of the season. Bluger and O'Connor assisted on the play, and Elias Pettersson, who got that first pass out, deserves some kudos, but did not get a point on the play, and yet he was a big part of that goal. So now it's 1-1, and it goes down to the wire, and then it goes into overtime. And guess what? It would be Alexander Georgiev coming up really huge in OT with this opportunity. Celebrini forced first Suter, then Quinn Hughes back, but the Canucks recover it. Lodgerman a better backskate quickly. Here's a lead pass, deflected shot, save me! By Georgiev, a tremendous shot by the Vancouver Canucks center iceman, Pius Suter, but Georgiev makes the big save with 46.7 seconds to go. 46.7 seconds to go in overtime, and Georgiev was still making stops like that. Pius Suter set up, Quinn Hughes really going all over the place to make things happen, but unfortunately, it would come down to the final minute and the final 18 seconds, in fact, on a play that was off a weird rebound kick, a loss of balance by William Eklund, and Jake DeBrusk in the right place at the right time. DeBrusk carries into the Sharks' end, veers to his left on Toffoli. Drops it back, Besser, drop pass for Hughes. Besser crisscrosses with him, Hughes moves to the middle. A check attempt by Weinberg forces Quinn Hughes to the outside. Now he cuts behind the San Jose net. He throws it back, shot by Besser. High and wide, rebound, score! Alexander Georgiev tried to twist his body into a pretzel and gain 7 more arms to become an octopus, but unfortunately the rebound of that shot by Besser deflected off the inboards and came out. As Georgiev twisted to try to make the save, Jake DeBrusk calmly just tapped it underneath him and put it in. Canucks win it by the score of 2-1 in overtime. The Sharks are winless in 10 games, which is a season high, heading into their final game of the season at home against Edmonton. Final score, Vancouver 2 and the Sharks 1 in OT. That winning goal came at 4 minutes and 42 seconds of overtime. Jake DeBrusk scoring his 28th goal of a season. Quinn Hughes tying a Vancouver all-time record for most points by a defenseman. That was his 60th assist of the season, by the way. And Brock Besser, who took that shot, also had the assist. And so the big guys for the Canucks got the job done in overtime. And a really unfortunate moment there for William Eklund, who thought he could defend on DeBrusk's positioning side of the goal when the puck went off the glass with that high shot. But unfortunately, as he tried to reach out, he lost his balance for just that split second, and that gave DeBrusk a chance to bang home the game winner. And so, the final shots on goal in the game were 37-16 in favor of the Canucks. An unfortunate loss for Alexander Georgiev, who made 35 saves, including 7, count them, 7 saves in overtime. He deserved better, but unfortunately, he and the Sharks are winless now in the team's last 10 games. The Sharks are 0-7-3 in their last 10. They are 0-4-3 in their last 7 road games, and that's how they finished the season on the road with an 8-23-10 road record this year. They are 20-49-12 overall. They pick up a point tonight, and they have 52 on the season, heading into the season finale against the Edmonton Oilers on Wednesday. Vancouver ups its record to 38-29-14. They've got 90 points, but they aren't going to the playoffs. And so the Canucks play the Vegas Golden Knights in a couple of nights to finish up their season at home, and they would like to get a victory for their home fans, as the Sharks will certainly want to do against the Edmontonians. That is our Sharks instant replay for the night. Thanks for joining us. Final score, Canucks 2, Sharks 1 in overtime. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.